This is OOBG Radio, brought to you by uwager.eu. I'm Dave, along with Jordan, John, and our special guest today, Monroe. Why is Monroe here? Well, we are going to be talking about the greatest of all time NFL quarterback. And he's got a favorite. We all have a favorite. Let me start with Brett Favre.
Brett Favre, come on.
Hey, you
man.
Didn't even let Brett me talk. I didn't even get anything out.
Brett
he's
Favre.
He's the Iron Man.
Come on. Okay, go ahead.
He's in the Hall of Fame. He's the Iron Man. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been to the Pro Bowl. He won with his college teams. And, you know, he likes playing with every league on the planet and winning.
How many Super Bowls did that guy win?
One. Joe Montana?
Four, as a matter of fact. Four for four.
Okay,
four.
So Monroe's going for Joe Montana.
That's my guy.
All right, Joe Montana. Joe Montana, back in the day, you know, sure. I could go to Walmart and find Joe Montana stuff.
At the end of the day, Joe Montana was replaced by Steve Young, and he wasn't that old at that point. Not like Brett Favre getting replaced by Aaron Rodgers when he was past his prime.
Sure,
and that
sure.
says something. You don't replace the greatest quarterback of all time.
So you're admitting that Favre was the best of all time?
No. Not by a long shot.
Okay.
He might have had the strongest arm of the contenders, but look at his interception rate. He threw way more. Yeah, he was a gunslinger.
Yeah, because
he was a gunslinger.
Yeah, but
lots
he also
of risky
threw...
plays.
Yeah, but those risky plays worked out.
High risk, high reward.
High
at
risk,
times.
High reward.
At times.
Yeah, so he, you know, he did all right. But have you even said who you're going for?
I am. I'm not sure. I'm going for Peyton Manning.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I've said it.
Good start.
I'm going for Peyton Manning because I think that you can argue that there's a lot of system quarterbacks out there who do really well in one system. Peyton Manning is the only quarterback ever to win a Super Bowl with two different teams.
Sure.
He carried. Sure. He was a 5-time NFL MVP, which is huge.
Right.
14-time Pro Bowler. He has all the stats, and he might be the most cerebral quarterback in the league as well.
I'm sorry. I just got to put this out there. Whether you like him or not, and a lot of people won't like Tom Brady.
Not.
Okay. But we cannot deny the fact that this guy has five Super Bowl rings. Okay. He's been nominated or honored with for four Super Bowl MVP awards. Okay. This guy has won 223 wins, the most out of anyone. This guy is an athlete. Among all athletes. So there's no one that can beat this guy.
Who got the other Super Bowl MVP on his fifth one? Do you know? It was Branch. All right?
Deion Branch.
A nothing wide receiver. Okay? Because they're playing in a system that doesn't need individual talent. It is the system. It's Bill Belichick and his mind. When Tom Brady got injured, Belichick took that same team and went 11-5 with Matt Cassel. Arguably a nobody.
Belichick is really good at finding role players and plugging them into his scheme. And Brady is perfect at executing that scheme.
Also,
that,
Brady is the only one that's ever been to the Super Bowl 10 times.
Well, how many of those did he win?
Five.
In a week,
so he's
50%. AFC.
Yeah, 50%.
My guy, Joe Montana, is 4-for-4. I already brought
that up. Yeah, but how many times has Joe Montana been to the Super Bowl?
Four.
Okay.
So he's 1-for. Now I want to touch on what Jordan said about him being replaced by Steve Young. Yes, it is true. Was it after some of his best seasons? Yes, it was. It was also after a full reconstructive surgery on his elbow. He's got a pretty nasty scar. I don't know if you guys ever caught any of his later highlights when he was with the Chiefs or anything.
Sure.
Well, anyways.
Was there highlights
when
he was with the Chiefs?
There were some highlights when he was with the Chiefs. He actually led the Chiefs to the AFC Championship game.
Ah.
He was knocked out with a concussion. He got sandwiched between like three players in the AFC Championship game with the Chiefs.
Well.
That's what prevented him from going to the Super Bowl and winning again. Who did he lose to? Jim Kelly. Kelly's fourth AFC championship game. His fourth AFC championship win.
Jim Kelly could also be in this discussion.
Yeah,
he
had the arm too, right?
He did have the arm. And that's part of what goes into my point, I think, is that he lost to Jim Kelly. It's not like he lost to a scrub quarterback. As a matter of fact, Joe Montana against big-name quarterbacks, John Elway, he was 2-2 in his career.
That's another one that could be in this conversation.
He could be,
definitely.
Except that he lost to Joe Montana in the Super Bowl. What was it, 55-10?
There was that.
That was a good outing.
Everybody gets a bad game.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
But overall, John Elway, you know, not that I'm defending him, but John Elway was an incredible
QB. He was.
He just finished his career really strong.
He did.
And he was an incredible football player.
He's
and
a
he's a very
player.
Good GM.
He's a good GM. It's a different topic, but he is a good
choice. Yeah, there's many people. I mean, we could bring Marino into this, although I know
no
that
way.
Never wanted
Dan Marino.
The guy's
Dan Marino's 84 season. Jordan's the Dolphins fan here. Dan Marino's 84 season is up there with the best season for any quarterback in the history of the game. Would you agree?
I would. I would probably be saying him if he won one, but I think that has to be a...
Who did he lose to that year in the Super Bowl? Do you remember?
It has to be a prerequisite.
Do you remember? Joe Montana.
Oh, nice.
Now, see, he lost to one of the greatest quarterbacks. Not the greatest, but one of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
So I guess we can't hold that against him, right?
No.
One of, not the greatest.
Well, let's go back to Brett Favre.
He played his whole career with a concussion.
Is that why he looks
I think
like
he's,
that?
I think he still has one, yeah. I think he wore his Levi jeans one year and during the games. But
I think he got replaced by Aaron Rodgers. It's true. But I'm not holding that against him because I really think Green Bay has not put a good team around Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers wins one or two more,
he'll be in the same conversation.
I would give him the go. Yeah, he's.
You don't think so?
No.
As a Packers fan, you can't get behind Aaron Rodgers?
I can, but Brett Favre is kind of up here. Aaron Rodgers is close, but I don't think he's not going to get up.
I completely disagree.
I think skill set, Aaron Rodgers would definitely.
But I grew up in the Brett Favre era. For me, he's the one.
I don't know. I still say Tom Brady. I mean, this guy holds 196 wins for regular season. You know, he's got 27 postseason wins. I mean, the statistics. I mean, if we're going by statistics and actual facts, Tom Brady, he's the man. I mean,
he has the stats, but his team has the stats as well.
Yeah, but that's all relative, though. I mean, you can't really pin him against that.
Well, let's talk specific. Sorry to cut you off, Jordan. Let's talk specific quarterback stats in the playoffs or the Super Bowl. Do you know what his quarterback rating was in the Super Bowl or in the playoffs?
Not offhand. Tell me.
I think it's 90.5 his QB rating.
Okay.
Whereas Joe Montana's 95.6. Now, in the Super Bowl, that was playoff numbers. In the Super Bowl, Joe Montana's QB rating over the four Super Bowls that he won, 127.8. That is big-time playing in big-time games.
Definitely.
Against big-time opponents.
He's really clutch.
He is.
For sure. And I think everybody thought Tom Brady was super clutch, especially after that Atlanta Super Bowl win until this last Super Bowl.
As a matter of fact, Tom Brady in the playoffs has eight fourth quarter comebacks. That's tops. Nobody else has beaten that. Only Joe Montana comes close with five. I'm talking about fourth quarter comebacks in the playoffs. So yeah, definitely Brady statistically, it's an easy argument to say that he's the best. But there's other factors that come into being a football player and a quarterback that I think you have to consider when we're talking about the greatest of all time.
I don't know. I look at the rings. I look at what he's done. The guy is he is the poster boy for what an NFL athlete should be.
I agree. But skill set wise, I mean, he definitely has the accolades. He's won the big games. Skill set wise, when they were interviewing different GMs and players around the league, everybody said they would prefer Aaron Rodgers, the contemporary, to Tom Brady. How can you be the greatest of all time if you're not even the greatest player playing right now?
Right.
I think we had the same discussion when we were talking basketball, when you were saying that Shaq was winning MVPs of
for Kobe?
Over Kobe, yeah.
Right.
Shaq carried Kobe around.
Yeah. So you're bringing up that argument, but how about Eli Manning?
I don't know if he did much. I mean, compared to his brother, I don't know.
I would go with Peyton there, definitely, over Eli Manning. He does have his two Super Bowl wins. He beat the undefeated Patriots. I think that had the Patriots gone undefeated there and not lost in the Super Bowl and had the last undefeated season, you could say that would give Tom Brady a step up for sure.
Naughty football?
You're bringing in. Come on, man! You're bringing
I'm up with the worst quarterback of all time. Actually,
LaMarcus Russell.
Yeah.
Put it on the board.
Jamarcus Russell. Biggest.
Ryan Leaf.
That was a bust, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a bust.
The Mannings are great, though. Definitely one of the best football families in history.
Okay. I keep waiting for Peyton to become a coach. I think he'll be a better coach than a quarterback. He was the greatest quarterback of all time because of how smart he was and how much of a leader he was, and that translates really well into coaching. He never had the best arm. I mean, we'll give that to somebody else, but he did really well with what he
had.
Let's
give it to Tom Brady.
No, not even close. not by a long shot.
If we're talking pure skill set, who I would love to play with as a quarterback in his prime, Aaron Rodgers is up there. I'll take Michael Vick.
Mike Vick is my Madden quarterback.
We're talking pure skill set. Favorite Vic. Player to use on Madden. Michael Vick.
I agree. Michael Vick, he was an incredible player. Unfortunately, his personal life overshadowed his professional career.
Well, Ryan Leaf, same thing. But and actually, what was Michael Vick's brother? Was
Marcus
Vick. Very, very good.
He was very good in Virginia Tech, but he didn't translate very well into the pros. Miami tried him out, and I mean, he couldn't even break into Miami's roster at the time, which probably the weakest quarterback room in the NFL.
He had a lot of personal issues, demons going on there. But anyway, okay, let's wrap this up once again. Let's start with you. Are you sticking with your guy, Gordon?
I am sticking with Peyton Manning until we see how Aaron Rodgers finishes his career. If he wins one or two more Super Bowls, I'm probably going to give it to him. But for right now, it's got to be Peyton Manning.
Monroe, how do you want to wrap yours up?
I'm sticking with my guy, Joe Montana. If we're talking about grit, grime, a true football player, competitor, it's Joe Montana. Joe Cool.
Okay, gotcha. I'll stick with Favre. He's got a lot of, things going on. He sends pictures on the internet to women. he likes the extracurricular. You know, he's up there in
you're
the
doing
in
that.
The,
you day. Gotta go with Joe Namath.
Yeah,
off the field disasters.
Dave, tell me the truth. Tell me the truth, Dave. You're going with Brett Favre because of Green Bay, because you're Canadian, and most Canadians go with Green Bay, right?
That's what it is.
Well, it depends where you live. But Green Bay, if you live in Vancouver, you're going with the Seattle Seahawks.
That's right. So that's right.
You go with Steve Largent was a, who was Steve Largent's quarterback? I can't remember who the what was that guy's name. He was a, anyway. I can't remember the him offhand. But yes, overall, a lot of Canadians love Green Bay.
I don't know,
and I do too.
I'm going to stick with Tom Brady. Tom Brady all the way.
You're pissing all of us off.
I'm sorry. You know, he's a guy that you love to hate, but you cannot deny that this guy is incredible. He is the all-time best QB.
So if you're drafting a team right now, prime everybody, your first pick
is Tom Brady
over all of these other 100%. talents.
100%.
And you're putting in your own system.
Yes.
And you're counting him to play in that system.
Yes. Yes, on all fronts.
Well, no way. That's interesting.
No way. we'll see. We'll see what happens if he decides to play for New England.
Yeah, there's not much time to see what happens.
Hopefully he will play again this year for New England. And
he's going to play. I think he has a couple years left. And honestly, he says he wants to play till he's 44, 45. I'll give him another 2 or 3 years. And if he does that, he's going to be the oldest quarterback ever to play the game, which, given the system that he's in, means he's going to break all of the all-time stats.
Right, because he might get another ring.
Okay, well, that's pretty much it. We've once again failed to agree on anything.
I want to pose a question to you here. If Tom Brady goes to 3 more Super Bowls and loses all of them, is he still the best quarterback of all time?
Careful, we just talked about LeBron.
Yeah.
Remember what you said.
Yes, I know. We'll have to see about that. We'll see. I don't really think that he'll lose all three like you're posing. I think
he's
that
get to three.
He's not going to get to three. He's not going to get to another one, in a weak AFC. The AFC's getting better.
Yeah. So
that many high draft picks for that long for a lot of different teams. They're going to get
better.
He'll
end up playing with Cleveland in the end. All right.
No.
Once again, I think we'll have to use your line, Jordan, that you used for our other one. We'll have to agree to disagree on this, and that pretty much wraps it up. That's what we have to say about our favorite GOAT, the greatest of all time, NFL football quarterback.
You've been listening to OOBG Radio, the leading destination for the best sports and betting analysis podcast. Check in each week for more on sports news and forecasting. Don't forget to check us out on your favorite social media website and on OOBG.com.